Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. It's time for a reflection which is closely linked to the theme the Pontifical Council for Health Pastoral Care will be discussing us from Thursday 19th of November here in the Vatican for 3 days. In fact, discussions and talks will focus around issues connected to hearing. This reflection is by Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, a longtime friend of ours here at the radio, so do stay tuned, but don't be misled by the eccentric introduction Father Peter begins with.
As a young priest, I was based in a parish where there were three of us, so people in the parish could go to Mass at three different times every day, with five Masses on a Sunday. Those days will probably never return in Northern Europe, but that doesn't make me sad. It just reminds me that the challenge changes, and I have to try to be sensitive to that. One of the people who came regularly to the early morning Mass lived in the portion of the parish which I had to visit. When I was chatting to him outside his house one day, he said, "Would you like to see my girlfriend, Father? She's in the bath." I knew he had an original approach to things, so I was curious. Somehow I knew there would be something amusing in there. The closer I got to the bathroom, the stronger the smell became, and I realised why people rarely sat in the same bench as this man unless the chapel was full. It soon became clear that he could not have a bath very often, because the girlfriend of which he spoke was an eel. It was about 1.5 metres long and lived in his bath. But this man was not only eccentric, he had a difficulty. At the end of Mass, early one morning, there was an announcement to be given. When I came to the end of the prayer after communion, the five people present all duly answered, "Amen." I said, "I need to tell you something," and our friend shouted out, "And also with you." He was not completely deaf, but his hearing was severely impaired. At that stage of life, I found it hard to be patient with deaf people and used to wonder whether it was worth bothering. When you speak as quietly as I do, meeting deaf people can be tiring, and it made me wonder which sense was more important to me, sight or hearing. I began to realise that being deaf must be a very lonely way of living. Of course, if you can hear me now, you may not have realised that, unless you have a deaf relative or work with deaf people. But think hard about it. Have you ever seen car drivers frustrated with someone who would not respond to their shouts and blasts on their horns, only to find that none of their ranting or raving could be heard by the person at whom it was directed? It's funny when it happens, but it's also sad. Have you ever explained something carefully to someone who just stares at you with a big smile? Why bother? Oh dear, she can't hear me. It can be embarrassing taking communion to people in the large old-style wards in hospitals, where everyone else is fascinated to hear a person whose hearing is impaired making his or her confession to the red-faced priest. Nothing is left to the imagination. One day, an advertisement came in the regular mailing from our diocesan offices, offering training in celebrating Mass with the deaf. A team was willing to teach us British Sign Language. Well, I know a few languages, but this was a new experience. It is good for the soul to be made to feel utterly helpless every now and then, and the team certainly convinced me immediately how hard it is to get anything out of the celebration of the sacraments if people are not aware of your inability to hear what is going on. It is such a demanding technique that I wondered a couple of times whether I should bother continuing. But I was convinced it could do a great deal of good. After some early humiliation, I began to get the hang of things and even had some relatively pleasant and informative conversations with people who couldn't hear me. One of them couldn't even see me. That is when you need to talk through your hands. I have been very struck by the talent of some of my colleagues who always thought they could never learn languages. Their experience, like mine, had been confined to what we learn in school, like French or Spanish. But here they came into their own, in a language which demands intense communication skills, patience, and good humour. Sadly, I could not complete the course because I was called back to Rome. But I'm proud of all those people who bother in an extraordinary way to include in the life of the church people who might otherwise never hear the silent music of God's love.
And heartfelt thanks there, as always, to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood for yet another enlightening reflection. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.